Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you found time to join me today. And before we get into the message the Lord has placed on my heart, and before I take a moment to pray, I wanted to share with you that as I was going through some old files recently, I came across a prophetic word, a very powerful prophetic word the Lord gave Brother Glass early in 1979 relating to the end times and the return of Jesus. It had been years since I read it, and he only shared it back in 1979, and I thought, would this be wonderful to be able to share with the UCM family, which I'm doing, but also I want to share it with my radio family. And so that's going to be coming up in the next few days. But before I share that word, I thought it would be appropriate to share some thoughts the Lord has given, which I've entitled New Insights into the Prophetic Ministry. Since its inception, Unveiled Christ Ministries has been a prophetic ministry. We believe in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the nine gifts of the Spirit, fivefold ministry, and so if you are a regular listener, you know from time to time I do share a prophetic word as the Lord would direct, but I wanted to share this very important prophetic word, but wanted to just lay down some guidelines and teachings in terms of the prophetic ministry and to just lay a foundation of what is God doing today. But before we do that, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness. Lord, it's so good to gather together, as it were, seated at your feet, very much like Mary and Martha and the disciples might have been at that home of Lazarus in Bethany. And Lord, we delight to hear your words. We know that as we hear your words, we are transformed. Father, we know that nothing takes the place of our personal private time with you in prayer and being in your word. But Lord, there's something beautiful that happens when ever two or three are gathered in your name. Lord, that's true in terms of a very small group, in terms of our church congregations, especially where the Spirit of the Lord is really allowed to have his way, as well as, Lord, in the media, on television broadcasts or on radio, where the heart of the leader is to bring an interaction of the Holy Spirit to those who are listening. And so, Father, we thank you for every God-ordained ministry that allows the Holy Spirit freedom. And Father, we're asking now for your anointing as I would share what you have given me, Father, that there would be clear application for our lives today. But before we go into learning your word and hearing from you, Father, I do ask in your great love and mercy that you would touch those who need your touch, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, or circumstantially. Lord, we are in a time of battle. The enemy is doing all he can to discourage the saints. Lord, there's just violence and evil and perverseness being released on the face of the earth, such as we've never seen. We need your strength. We need your covering in these days, Lord. So, Father, I'm asking in a special way that as we turn our hearts towards you, even as we are caught up in your word, that you will minister to the needs of those who are listening. Father, by faith we reach out and we receive in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, because to you, Lord, belongs all the glory. Amen and amen. Well, As I mentioned, I'd like to begin a message I've entitled New Insights into the Prophetic Ministry. And by way of introduction, we need just to kind of get an idea of what is God doing in this hour. We know that prophecy, scriptural prophecy, is being fulfilled. We know back in the last century, God caused Israel to return to its land. And just as the Bible prophesied, can a nation be born in one day? Well, that's exactly what happened in 1948, I believe it was. And God has shown his mighty hand of power for the nation of Israel, but it's nothing as to what is going to be accomplished in the days ahead when we see prophecy is going to be fulfilled as we enter into the tribulation period. So what do we see? That biblical prophecy is being fulfilled, and there's great revival in the church. There are a great harvest of souls coming into the kingdom. That's especially true in lands that are not ostensibly Christian. We may feel that we don't see a lot of revival happening here in this nation of beloved. We certainly do need to see that. And it is encouraging to my heart to see how God is reaching out through his people, and prayer groups are being formed, and there's a repentance and a crying out from the hearts of God's people to see revival in this nation. So many have gone lukewarm. They're wrapped up and caught up in their own lives. They're as the five foolish virgins that have no awareness of the hour in which we're living. But we can take encouragement and hope in the fact that God is indeed moving. As David prayed in Psalm 51, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." When that occurs, when we reach out to God, then what does David say? He goes on to, "Then will sinners be converted and be returned and restored to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ." And so we also understand that Christians who have walked with the Lord, and sometimes they may not have walked with the Lord very long, but God is doing a quick work, and the bride is coming into maturity. We see that reflected in the worship songs that are being birthed from the psalmists in the body of Christ. We see also that there is a reestablishment, if you will, of the tabernacle of David. That tabernacle of David, which Amos the prophet declared was fallen down, is being rebuilt. And beloved, that's our commitment here at UCM. It's always been, and this should be our heart's cry, that of all the ministries that God has birthed, as wonderful as they are, listen, beloved, they're all going to fade away, and there will be an everlasting ministry that will never pass away, and that is the ministry of praise and worship, praise God. It is an eternal ministry. Psalm 66 and 2 says, "Sing forth the honor of his name, make his praise glorious." And that's what God is doing in this hour, praise God. So let's take a little bit of time now to look at the ministry of the prophet. And we have to understand that God is raising up a people who are prophetic in nature and in character. Now, you may not think of yourself as a prophet or a prophetic person. There is such a thing as the office of the prophet. But I want to make it very clear and to use simple language to help you understand that to speak prophetically simply means that you are speaking God's will and God's heart for the moment, for the time that is appropriate. You're actually speaking, the Word of God, because the whole entire Word of God is a prophetic work. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And in recent times, we think back to the beginning of the 20th century in 1906, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Azusa Street. Well, actually, I believe it started in Wales, and there were in various places at that approximate time, the Holy Spirit was being poured out in a new and a fresh way. We know, we call it the birth of the church, when the Holy Spirit was first administered to the 120 who were gathered in the upper room, because they were there in obedience and in response to Jesus' command that they would tarry in Jerusalem until they received the promise of the Father from on high. And that was the empowering of the Holy Spirit that they received in order to do the great works that we see recorded in the book of Acts. Well, that book of Acts is not the Acts of the Apostles, but the Acts of the Holy Spirit, which has continued throughout the centuries. But because we are in the end times, there's an increase of the prophetic, of the power of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because beloved prophets must declare or forth-tell, if you will and works of God. Hear what Amos says in the 3rd chapter, verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. And in the same chapter, he's talking of Israel coming back to the land and rebuilding waste cities. And then in that 9th chapter, in verse 11, he declares, in that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up its ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Ethan and of all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord that doeth this. And that's what caught my attention, as in the days of old. What was the tabernacle of David? It was a time as David began his ministry, his ruling as a king from Jerusalem. Remember, the first 7 years, he was just ruling over Judah, and then all the tribes came and wanted to anoint him king over Israel. Well, that was a glorious time in which Israel prospered. David never lost a battle, and there was continuous praise round the clock. David set up orders of psalmists and musicians. He created many musical instruments, and it was a time in which it was one of the greatest periods in Israel's history, that and following in the reign, at least the early reign, of his son Solomon. Well, we're just getting into this, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I want to thank you for joining me, and we're going to look just a little bit further at the ministry of the prophet, but then we want to see the parallels for your life between the ministry of the prophet Samuel and your life, your destiny, and what God is doing in this hour. So I invite you to tune in. And if any time you miss a broadcast, just feel free to go to unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, they're archived there, and you can listen at your convenience anytime. But for now, I must bring this broadcast to a close, but not without an invitation. If you have prayer needs, this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence. I invite you to write. I will pray personally for you and send back a letter, personal letter, that will bless your heart. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,